Lesson 2 of the mindset section of the Medium course. Lesson 2 is going to be talking about the Pareto principle of writing. The Pareto principle of writing. You've probably heard of the Pareto principle, the Pareto principle. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it, but the Pareto principle is the idea of the 80-20 rule. So the 80-20 rule states that 20% of your effort is going to produce 80% of the results that you get. 20% of your effort is going to produce 80% of the results that you get. I talk about the Pareto principle when it comes to writing because it works for the evolution and growth of your writing career. It works for the evolution and growth of your Medium profile. It works for the evolution and growth of your audience as a whole. And it works for the evolution and growth of your skills. And I'm going to talk about how this 80-20 distribution works at various levels. But first, I'm going to start with the fact that 80% of your results as a writer in general are going to come from the initial 20% of your effort. So let's look at the timeline of a writing career, and let's just say that the first 20% of it is that stage where you really do not yet know what you're doing. You really do not yet know what you're doing on Medium. You don't yet know what you're doing as a writer. Most people coming into this course either have little to no fans in general, little to no fans on Medium, little to no income from writing, little to no anything that you really need to know when it comes to being successful. Now, that first 20% is what I'm going to be teaching you how to do in this course. I'm going to teach you everything that you need to know about Medium and about getting your writing career started from the ground up so that you can take the information in this course and use it for the next 6 to 12 months to get the traction level that you're looking for. I've been writing for 5 years now. But the initial 6 to 12 months, 20%, has accounted for 80% of the success that I've had as a writer. Now, this seems counterintuitive. A lot of the success that I've gotten as a writer has come on the back end. My views did not really increase until recently, until about a year ago. But I laid that foundation to begin with. I laid the foundation to have a better future. Most writers quit before they reach what I like to call the traction point. The traction point is where you are going to be consistent with your writing, with your posting on Medium, till you get to a point where you're like, okay, I can do this. This is more than a hobby to me. This is something that I could potentially see being a career. This is something where I can begin to see the possibility of making a real income, building a real audience, and having a real impact. You have to go through that initial period of 6 to 12 months without quitting, with maintaining a consistent pace and level of writing, and you're going to want to iterate and get better over time. So in the lessons, in the future modules, I'm going to talk about specific techniques that are going to help you become a better writer, but understand you're looking way off into the distance about this career in the future. You think that all of the steps are going to be really, really hard throughout the duration. But in fact, all of the most difficult steps are going to come at the beginning. And they're not difficult because they're inherently difficult. They're just difficult because you're a beginner. You are a newbie. And most people never make it out of the newbie stage. So what you're going to do over this next 6 months, over the next 12 months, is you are going to write articles that at first are not very good. That's why in the lesson I started this module with, I talked about the fact that you're writing to learn, not writing for money. Like, in the beginning, nobody really should be paying you because your stuff is not that good. It's really not worth reading to begin with. But you're using your writing as a testing ground to get better. You will get feedback. You will get fans. You will get better. You will get more fans over time. And then you'll be setting yourself up to hit an exponential growth curve. Now, what do I mean by an exponential growth curve? There's a quote from Charlie Munger, vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, and he says, step by step, you get ahead, but not necessarily in fast spurts. But you build discipline by working every day to prepare yourself for those fast spurts. Slug it out inch by inch, day by day, and if you live long enough, you will become successful. The way that your career is going to look like, it's going to be like this curve. You're going to start, no one's really going to be reading your stuff. No one's really going to be reading your stuff. A little bit of people, a little bit, and then all of a sudden, a lot more people will start to read your stuff. You need to get to an inflection point where your audience begins to snowball, and it could take 6 months, it could take a year, it could maybe even take longer than that. I wrote for about 2 to 3 solid years before things really, really, really exploded. But I did see growth earlier than that, and you will too if you are consistent, if you are keeping a consistent volume of articles, which we'll be talking about in future modules, if you are consistently working on getting better, you will hit that growth curve. And also, in terms of the way that your views are going to stack up, something interesting will happen to your views as well. It's really hard to predict virality. It's really hard to predict which articles you write are going to do the best. So in the beginning, none of them are going to do extremely well. But as you grow, what you'll notice is that 20% of your articles will do way, 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 way better than the rest. And they might account for like 80% of your views some months. So the way that I've been able to earn an income on Medium is that for the most part, a lot of my articles don't really earn a ton of money. But then a few earn a lot of money. So that's how the distribution works. The way that you're building your career, this is great life advice in general, but the way that you're building your career is that each time you put out a blog post, each time you put out a new piece of content, each time you add something, you're exposing yourself to get a chance for a really high upside payoff. That's what you're looking for. You are not here to predict when your career will kick off, but you're just continuing to do things in the hopes that it does. You're not going to predict exactly which article is going to take off, which is why you write a lot of articles. If you knew exactly what was going to work, then you wouldn't need to write a bunch of articles. If you knew exactly what was going to work, how long everything was going to take, then you wouldn't need to put in consistent work because you would know. But the way the world works, the way the creative world works, the way the writing world works, is that things are exponential. You work and you don't get as much of the credit up front. Like I said in the first lesson, you don't get as much of the rewards up front. But if you persist long enough, you will reach a traction point where things will begin to increase at a greater rate. And then the way that will, you know, make you feel better in the future, the thing that's going to be really good, is that now when you reach a certain point, you'll put in the same amount of work as you were before, and then it will pay higher dividends. So I do not spend more time writing an article than I did 5 years ago, but now I get a much higher payoff for that same amount of time. In the video I talked about, in the first lesson, I talked about the people who were complaining about the hourly wage that their writing was getting in the beginning. Well, if you make it to the other end of the spectrum, the hourly rate you will receive for your writing will seem ridiculous. And, you know, I'm not the type to share numbers, but let's say that some of my articles have paid many times more than the wages per hour of essentially any employee in any occupation in the world. So there is a lot of potential for you to get great rewards for your time, but not unless you practice, not unless you focus, and not unless you understand how to think in exponential terms instead of linear terms. It's the end of this lesson. We are partway through the mindset section. We're going to talk about a couple other mindsets that you need to be successful on Medium and a writer in general. I will see you on the next lesson.